One thing that's really on people's minds here is the cold. When I woke up this morning, it was about zero in Boston. But don't make the mistake of thinking this is some kind of global warming reprieve. Weather is not the same thing as climate. It still gets wicked cold in lots of places, but overall, the world is definitely getting warmer, despite what some people say. And we got news this week that underscores that fact. Here's the world's environment editor, Peter Thompson.
It might be hard to remember on a day like today, but really, you don't have to look hard to find evidence that the Earth is warming up. In fact, you have to look pretty hard to find something that suggests that it's not. You have to look past the rapidly melting ice around both poles. You have to look past more powerful storms and rising sea levels. You have to look past mountains of evidence from every corner of the globe that have convinced virtually all of the world's climate scientists that climate change is real. But there are still a few folks who do look past all that evidence and argue that the Earth is not warming up. Some of them just point to days like today, when it's cold. Others point to something that's actually more substantial, the last few years of average global temperatures.
Contrarians will often point to 1998, which was, by some estimates, the warmest year on record prior to 2014.
This is Michael Mann. He's a leading climate researcher at Penn State.
And they'll say, look, you know, we haven't broken a record in more than 15 years. Global warming must have stopped.
Like I said, that argument ignores all that other evidence on climate change. It also ignores the many reasons why surface temperatures aren't just going up in a nice straight line. But this week's news makes it even harder to make that argument than it was before. The news comes from Japan, where the country's top meteorological organization has just finished crunching its global temperature data for 2014. The conclusion?
2014 was the warmest year on record.
The Japanese data show 2014 edging out 1998 by a tiny fraction of a degree. Now, the new report is only the first of four analyses of global surface temperatures for 2014. The others will come out over the next few weeks, including two from here in the U.S. and one from the U.K. They all use slightly different approaches, but Michael Mann speaks for a lot of other scientists when he says he'd be surprised if those other reports don't come to the same conclusion. And he says the bigger trend is unmistakable.
This isn't just an isolated year. The most recent year was the warmest year on record, during the warmest decade on record, during what we think was the warmest multi-decadal period of warmth in more than 1,000 years.
But Mann says there is one surprise about this new record warm year.
2014 broke the record without an assist by an El Niño event.
El Niño is that cyclical warming of part of the Pacific Ocean that we hear about every few years. And it was one of the things that helped push global temperatures so high back in 1998. But this time, no El Niño. And Michael Mann says that's bad news.
Because what it's telling us is that the signal of global warming is now starting to swamp even the year-to-year variations in climate.
In other words, all that carbon pollution we're pumping into the atmosphere, it's becoming a stronger influence on our climate than the Earth's natural cycles and events. And despite some important policy shifts in 2014 from big polluters like the U.S. and China, those emissions just keep going up. For The World, I'm Peter Thompson.